Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back with you on a South Florida High School Sports Radio show for a Monday evening. Larry Bluestein, Dan Day, taking you up until 8 o'clock this evening. If you miss any of the seven guests that we'll have on this evening, you could just catch us at go to WQAM.com. And then when you get there, go to the top of the page. And there's a little icon that says On Demand. You click that, and then you come down three-quarters of the way, almost all the way to the bottom, and you'll see South Florida High School Sports. It's a red and black insignia. Click on that and you will hear everybody tonight, everybody last week, everybody as far back as you could dig. And that's all courtesy of Dan Day, who does an awesome job every single week. As we said, up until 8 o'clock, thanks so much to Eric Henry and Bill Daly for joining us in that last segment. Now we switch our attention to something that's captivated South Florida, the 7-1 University of Miami Hurricanes. And David Ferronis, who loves those Canes, talks about them, does a great job year-round, joins us from the South Florida Sun-Sentinel. David, thanks so much for taking the time on your Monday. And, wow, what a crazy year it's been.
Absolutely, Blue. And those were some tremendously precise instructions that you gave there, three-quarters of the way down on the page, everything.
Yep.
I love it.
Yep. So now you'll know when you get in there because somebody will say, hey, listen, I'm scrolling down. I don't see it. I said, well, it's down in the basement. Just keep going. obviously, this has been a crazy year for everybody involved. But Hurricanes have this nice little mojo going at 7-1. And then all of a sudden, wait a minute, let's take 3 weeks off. Crazy thing. A week off's good. But the way they've been playing, they've kind of like gotten used to being those cardiac kids winning those tough games on the road.
Yeah, they really have. I know some people want to see them win in more impressive fashion than we've seen. Yeah, but, you know, I mean, I think at this point right now, you just want to see this team get back on the field. You know, they were without double-digit players in each of their last two wins, the ones at NC State and Virginia Tech. And these are two solid ACC teams as well. So, you know, you're missing you have 11 players unavailable at NC State, 13 at Virginia Tech, and you know, you go and win those games however you can. So they're very happy to be 7-1. And then right now just on to the next one, which happens to be Duke. It's one which is an annual game, a divisional game, but in 2020 without divisions in the ACC, one that was originally mixed, but now it's back on. It's just the ultimate 2020 thing that you're not supposed to play them, and then all of a sudden the week of, you are.
Yeah. I mean, and that to me is the craziest thing because, you know, you tune in. I mean, I think, what was it, the Florida State game last week? There was, I think, two other games that went right down, I guess, right before the game, and they called them. Those are tough because you get mentally prepared the night before, the week before. You get to the stadium or you get on the way to the stadium, and then all of a sudden the game is off. And what a feeling. What a feeling to have for these players, these coaches that have gone through craziness. I guess we have to somewhere along the line, thank goodness that we have eight games in, because a lot of schools would take that in a heartbeat. Talk about that, because you are getting to see a lot of these kids this year, where if you played that 4 or 5 game season like Wisconsin is looking at, you may not get a chance to look at all these guys.
Right. I mean, that's one thing that Matty Diaz has said, that the athletic director, Blake James, has said repeatedly, just to be fortunate enough to get eight games in to this point. Blake James has constantly used the word aspirational, that the schedule was really, it was highly, exactly that, aspirational, to be able to get 11 games in and, you know, to be standing with eight and then three to go, three on the schedule. That's really something. And, you know, a lot of schools, like you look at the Big Ten and Pac-12, that had those delayed starts to the season, and, you know, and then they're still going through postponements and cancellations at this point. Some of those, I mean, you look at what, like Utah just barely got their first game in just the other day. So some of those barely getting any games going to end up with maybe, you know, the 3, 4, 5 even. So to have a chance to get to 11 before a bowl game, then that's really something. And then you like this.
Yeah, you'll take it any time. David Ferronis joining us. South Florida Sun Sentinel is where he can be found, but he's – also, you love the past, man. You love the Dolphin past, the Hurricane past. I mean, you're passionate for sports in South Florida. It's just amazing. And the one thing that you take a look at too is you'll come to a high school game now because University of Miami's got kids involved in a lot of those games. But you know, Dave, when you were covering them, your high schools, that wasn't always the case because a lot of kids weren't committing in Miami-Dade County and Broward the way they used to, you know, back in the day or the way they are now. Talk about that, because I think that's really important that South Florida kind of grabbed back, or Miami kind of grabbed back South Florida recruiting.
Absolutely. I mean, it's that state of Miami bringing that back. For the Hurricanes to be what they've, you know, historically been since the 1980s when Howard Schnellenberger first established that, then, yeah, you're going to need to at least be at the table for that first pick among those top recruits. Where several years it has been that the Alabamas and the Ohio States and the Clemsons and, you know, whoever else, you know, obviously at certain points it was Florida, certain points Florida State, they were getting their first choice. So then it was kind of like, you know, maybe Miami would get one or two of those guys a year, but then after that it was kind of just, all right, you take that maybe a second tier and then on and on. But now, you know, having a seat at that table where you're competing with those elite programs to keep those top talents in South Florida, that's really the foundation of it all. That's when Miami football is when first and foremost you can keep the top South Florida talent home and playing for the Hurricanes.
Yeah. No, and I agree with you. And the one good thing too is because of the landscape of recruiting, because the NCAA has extended the dark period until April, which is mind-boggling to say the least. But because all that is happening, these kids aren't as apt to back out and say, oh, I'm going to go take a visit to – you can't. See, so they can't – it's almost like this class for 21 is pretty well locked because where are they going to go? Where have they been where they would say, well, at least I've been at Miami a bunch of times and, you know, and I know what they do and this and that. But let's say Florida State, and they've never been there. So Miami's got a huge advantage this year more than ever before because of the fact that you have these 21 kids, and between what, the 16th and 19th of December will be the early signing period, and then they come back in February and do it again. Miami seems to have probably one of its best classes in years.
Yeah, absolutely. And what you said, I mean, the pandemic has really, in that case, worked to Miami's advantage. I think a lot of people are valuing home at a time like this, you know, being in these lockdowns and obviously not being able to travel as much as people may like. And obviously for the recruits, they can't go on those same visits during these dead periods. So, yeah, I mean, there are plenty of recruits that when the pandemic hit, maybe they had all these visits lined up through April and the summer months, and then they wanted to take their 5 official visits and then go and make a decision as seniors, but it simply didn't work out that way for them. So, you know, then you're going to go with what you know, which is the University of Miami at that point. So, and then, it has a tremendous impact on the 2021 class, but then years forward. So, you know, 2021 class, it goes all the way through, but then, if that dead period is at least through April, then we're talking about it not being lifted until the summer for these seniors who their junior year has lost so much evaluation. You know all about that. You know, you're at all these games,
sure,
and all the camps that, you know, you haven't happened the same way that you're used to seeing. So, you know, it's really interesting just the younger classes, how they're going to be evaluated and how, you know, maybe there's going to be some opportunities for some, maybe some group of five schools to find some diamond in the rough type guys, or maybe locally Miami can go in and actually and find some elite talents that a bunch of those other schools aren't really on top of the same way. So it'll be really interesting to see how all those dynamics play out.
Yeah, no, I agree with you because of the fact that the recruiting, the dynamics of recruiting has changed so much that legally, and I, with my air quotes here, college coaches hadn't been able to see a kid live in a year. It's been a year now because you got to remember there's a lot of these schools that lost in the playoffs last year, and it was about this time. So you're thinking that's the last time that a lot of these college coaches got a chance to watch these sophomores, juniors, and the current seniors live and in person. And the growth period that happens during the a year for a kid is unbelievable. So that athlete can pretty much change their whole demeanor, the whole way that everybody looks at them. And, yeah, it's crazy. Dave, I appreciate you, as always, stopping by, talking UM. I know that you know, the recruiting, and you go, I see at a lot of the games, so you could keep all the Hurricane fans abreast on what's going on with the recruiting. How are they following you? Give us a couple of ways to get, you know, to get for the people haven't had the chance to follow yet, get in there and read all your stuff.
Absolutely. On Twitter, at David Furones, that's DavidFurones, underscore at the end. And also just log on to sunsentinel.com. If you go to the Miami Hurricanes page, suncentral.com/UM, then all the articles, you'll find them right there.
Good stuff. David Furones does it great for University of Miami. We'll talk to you soon, man. Thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, Blue.
Good stuff. That ends our first hour. Don't go away up until 8 o'clock. We have a lot of players coming up. Say Thomas will be representing Cardinal Gibbons, Miami Central. Don't go away. We have one more hour. Dan Day and myself. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.